Third parak of Pirkei Avos, second mission, Rabbi Chanina, Sgan HaKohenim, Oymen. Rabbi Mispal B'Shleim Shel Malchus. Always be Mispal that the government should be intact. Shemolim Meiroi Yishas Re'eyu Chayim B'Loim. If there wouldn't be Meiroi, if there wouldn't be fear, some type of force and forces the laws, then Yishas Re'eyu Chayim B'Loim, one would swallow himself up. You see in places where there's, you know, the Wild West, everybody's just does what he good for himself on the expense of the other one. People are sitting, they're not talking to the Torah. It's like a motion of scoffers. They get involved in things that are not the tachlis of the world. Afterwards it says, in other words, involvement in the Torah keeps a person away from this motion of Leitzin. If they are together and talking to the Torah, Hashem is with them. Hashem will speak to one another. Hashem will listen. There'll be a sefer of memory in front of Hashem. Those who have Yirah Hashem. And on Masheh Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Le'el Shnayim, Nain Shefil Echad. Not only when two people are learning, but one person sitting and learning, Yesh Vayis B'Tayish Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ve'Lo Schar. He'll get Schar. It's better to do with two people, but if he's in by himself, he also gets Schar. Shenema, Yeshu Podet Ve'Yidem Ki Notol Olov. In the beginning of the pasuk says, Toiv Hashem L'Koivav. That Hashem does goodness to those who wait for Him, turn to Hashem. And after it says, Yeshubam Yidam, that even somebody who is sitting by himself and quiet, he has no one to talk to, still, Kinotol Olov, that Hashem will give him a reward.